Robin Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Did you just tell the woman that we're just great and that she's right, that we're so wonderful and we're the best ever?
I wish I could remember her name, but she was so nice.
Some chick came up to Rob and said,
she recognized my voice, said, hey, Parker and the Man love the show. My husband and my son, they love the show. So you know what I did, Mark? This was at Home Depot in Southfield on Southfield Road. So you know, I took a picture with her, and then I called the husband's voicemail. He didn't pick up.
Oh, you did, really?
And I left a message for both of them, and she was like,
did you say, come on?
Yeah, I did.
All your little taglines.
All the shtick, NBC, you later, and all that. A couple, today, at the Kroger, when I was getting the food, I was coming out of it, they rolled down the window, I was driving by, and they go, both of them, the husband and wife, so cute. NBC, you later.
Oh, my God, it's become a thing.
Unbelievable.
Hey, I'll tell you what's become a thing. Whenever you have any problems, here we are on a Friday. If you have a vehicle issue or you're heading back up north again this weekend, we're supposed to get the sun is really, I'm telling you, it's coming for the weekend. It's going to start to get warmer here, too, on Father's Day. But if you're heading up north or whatever you're doing this weekend, I'm sure your car or truck or van will be involved. Get it checked out. You know, go and have your maintenance done with the pros at Expert Car Care. That's X-P-E-R-T.
That's right, Mark. Expert Car Care, they also offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, they'll get you back on the road safe and sound, oftentimes the same day. They did it for me when I got my new brakes last week.
It was Brian that helped you out there, wasn't it?
Brian and the crew.
Mike, Brian and the peeps, Expert Car Care, they service everything. Doesn't matter what it is, something as simple as a tire repair or as major as replacing your entire engine or transmission, they got you covered. And be sure to mention these two cats you're looking at right now at parkerandtheman.com. You'll be happy you did.
That's right, Mark Wilson. You know what? Mention Parker and the Man, and not only will you receive a free oil change with any work done, but also they sweeten the deal. They'll also give you a free front wheel alignment if you need one.
We're talking three figs right there, $100 in savings just for saying Parker and the Man. It's Expert, X-P-E-R-T Car Care, 7 miles between Myers and Wyoming, 8 miles between Mount and Van Dyke. Go see him. Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yo.
Go get Expert Car Care.
Well, this is perfect.
This is when we want to weather. Why are we doing it now?
Well, we damn well want to because I just mentioned the fact it's a big weekend. You're heading up north. How about tomorrow?
Oh.
First of all, a little windy. The wind will start to die down here, and it's cool tonight. We know that. But tomorrow, sunny and 73, sunny and 80 Sunday. Some weather activity back on Monday, but starting Sunday, we're in the 80s to at least Thursday of next week. But tonight's going to be a little chilly. We're going to get into the 40s in the outlying areas tonight.
We got a little color alert tonight?
Okay, might be one of them get a little close, moosh, moosh, whoosh, weesh.
So is this the night I should, like, wish I was married? Is this the night?
This would be a good night to have someone to just put next to you and go, okay, baby, we could just.
Well, what's
just
wrong with the heated blanket and the pillow and the man's, you know, what do they call that long pillow you can put in?
Sorry to hear that, Rob. It's kind of a drag for you. So we're looking at
don't feel bad for
mid 40s. Currently in Metro Detroit, it's cloudy and 60. That's when we want to weather.
Why we do it now?
We darn well want it. Isn't that funny? Now 60 is a little chilly. You know, it's all perspective, isn't it? It's all perspective. 60 and it's a little chilly tonight. It's going to be in the like low 50s. And I know I hate to bring it up, but people do this on Facebook all the time. They're posting those pictures from like January and February, just so you don't forget.
No, I haven't complained one day. I don't care how hot it is. It was so bad this winter. We know that.
I mean, the mountains of snowfall and the whole dealio, people don't want to forget that. It's not that, what?
Are we about to do something?
No, we got a thing yet. Right, Gary, we got another thing before we do it?
Yes. Oh, man, okay.
Yeah, another thing before we do it.
That's what I thought was a little weird. I'm like, are we doing an update? But you don't look prepared, sort of.
I haven't done it yet.
No, I know. That's what I mean.
Coming up, though, in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to do a little Heat Spurs business because tomorrow could be it.
And I want you Sunday to, could if be you it. Get a chance, please read my column on theshadowleague.com.
Do you write it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, read it now. He hasn't written it yet.
Yeah, I mean,
go there. I haven't written it yet, but don't read it. Hi, Mark. I'm stupid.
Basically, I'm looking for those LeBron and the Heat fans who honestly believe they still can make a conversation of LeBron being the greatest player ever with Michael Jordan if he loses this. If they lose it, which no team, Mark, as you mentioned earlier, has ever come back from a 3-1 deficit in the NBA Finals, that means LeBron will have lost 3 titles and only won 2. And with this group put together, They won 2 out of 4, which is nothing special. We talked about it. 3 in a row, Mark, special. 2 out of 4, not special.
A lot of teams have won 2. Pistons right. won 2, but back to back.
That's what I'm saying. That's a
Even
nice.
Even though the Bad Boys had a nice 30-for-30 thing, but that's still.
It's not special when you put together a group of guys like they've had, and you get to the championship.
I mean, I don't want to say it's not, Rob.
No, it's not. It's not like. And what I mean by that, Mark, is you're talking about the Bad Boys who weren't put together like this. You have 3 guys who came together.
No, you're right.
Okay,
the Bad Boys were 9 years in the making.
That's what I'm talking about. Guys who
creative trading
came back. Wait a minute, but this the Heat, Mark, put together 4 years ago, made it to the NBA Finals every year that they were together, and only won 2. That's not special. That's what I'm talking about.
It's not bad.
No, I'm not saying it's bad.
It's not bad.
LeBron doesn't have to worry about whether or not he's got his title.
He's got a couple rings.
And
right?
You know what, Mark? By getting 2, there's no fluke flack factor where they say, well, he won 1. That was just a fluke. No, he won 2, so that's out off the
it's
table.
Legit, right?
It's legit. Mm-hmm. He's got 2. And if he had 3, there's no way you could diss what the Heat were able to do in their 4 trips, right? I can diss it now.
All right, we'll talk about that in the 9 o'clock with you as well. 248.
Smiley's out.
Al Albuquerque in the game. 248-848-1130. 9 o'clock hour, last hour for the week on Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
What up, though, Detroit? This is Joyc Bell. You listen to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on the Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, the Fan.
Georgetown.
My friend Marcia, her niece graduated from.
Let's go. The kid, Derek Stevens, the kid for the guy who owns the D Casino in Las Vegas, his son is passing up the chance to sign with the Tigers. He's going to Georgetown. That's
wow.
why you showed me Georgetown in D.C. there. Jim Schwartz's school. Jim Schwartz went to Georgetown.
Did he graduate?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know he went to Georgetown.
You didn't know Jim Schwartz went to Georgetown?
I didn't. I don't know.
Where'd you think he went to college?
I don't know. I don't know why I didn't connect.
It's your guy. John Thompson used to coach at Georgetown.
Yeah, I do remember that.
John Thompson, let me tell you something. When I see
him with the towel.
But he holds court. I see him at the Vegas Summer League when they had the basketball at the Cox Pavilion next to Thomas and Mack. He would just sit in a chair and just
tell stories
forever. I didn't think he was ever that glib, but he is really a joy to be around.
He was like an old baseball manager with all those stories, because you know Mark.
And he's a big baseball fan, too. Oh. Much bigger than baseball fan than I think he gives himself credit for. All right, let's do this thing.
All right, time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in the city, go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Mile.
2 guys after they were done with everything that they became like these kind of statesmen. John Thompson and Willie Stargell. Pops would just sit out there in Bradenton and hold court off there with the Panama hat on. Start of the 6-game homestand tonight. We're in the 7th inning. Minnesota leads the Tigers still 1-0. They can't break through on Kyle Gibson. Eduardo Escobar with a 2nd homer of the season. Drew Smiley's out. Al Albuquerque came in, so that's where it stands. 1-0. Twins in the lead at this time. Qualifying this afternoon at the Michigan International Speedway for Sunday's Quicken Loans 400 NASCAR race. First race of the year at the Irish Hills. Kevin Harvick, all 3 rounds he won. In qualifying today with a fast lap of 204.6, broke the track record. Harvick will be on the pole, his 3rd pole of the year, followed by teammates Jeff Gordon and Dale Jr. Rochester Hills, Brad Keselowski, 6th. Danica Patrick is 27th. And a shout-out to Ryan Newman for making it to the track on time when Earnhardt forgot to take him on the airplane. I guess they were coming from North Carolina or something, to Detroit. And so he forgot. And Newman got there. He went 30 minutes early. By the time Ryan Newman got there, they were gone. So he had to fly in with Dale Jarrett. So he got there in time and finished 24th in qualifying. Big story. I don't know why it's a big deal. I mean, it happens. Local scores first. Sportsnet with Parker the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. Stanley Cup Finals, Game 5. The Kings in the 2nd period now. Lead the Rangers still 1-0 on the goal by Justin Williams, his 9th. Kings up 1-0 on the night that they can clinch the Stanley Cup for the 2nd time in 3 years. Game 5 of the NBA Finals, Sunday in San Antonio. The air conditioning will be off, and the Spurs can wrap it up with a win over the Heat, up 3-1. In fact, Pop has already turned it off now, so by the time they play there, it'll be like 240 degrees inside the AT&T Center.
You'll need barbecue sauce.
Mike, and put it right on him, because you know what? He'll be done, like Din Din. U.S. Open Golf, round 2 at Pinehurst. We go to the weekend with Martin Keimer, just blowing everybody away. 2 straight 65s, that's a U.S. Open record. He set a bunch of records so far, just one bogey in two rounds. He's at 10 under par. It's a six-shot advantage over Brendan Todd, who shot a 67. He's at minus four. Kevin Na and Brant Snedeker are both minus three. McIlroy and Spieth at minus one. Adam Scott, the number one player in the world, a 67. In the past, that'd be great, but not this time. He's at even par, 10 shots back. Mickelson is 13 back. And Sergio Garcia made the cut. Cut line was plus four, and he is 14 shots off the pace. World Cup soccer in Brazil. Mexico with the win this afternoon, this morning. The first game of the day over Cameroon, 1-0. The defending champion Spain gets blowed out by the Netherlands. The Dutch beat them 5-1. Blowed out, Spain did. And Chile with the win over Australia. Big goal by Alexis Sanchez. 3-1 final for Chile. Other baseball, AL, Toronto over Baltimore, 2-0 now in the seventh. Juan Francisco, his 11th homer of the season. Boston over Cleveland, 5-3 in the sixth at Fenway. White Sox trail at Cellular against Kansas City, 6-2 now in the second. Tampa leads Houston, 2-0 third. National League, Jake Arrieta has allowed a hit. There's no more no-hitter in Philadelphia. It's in the seventh. 2-0 Cubs, he's allowed one hit, struck out seven. Padres and Mets still delayed by rain at Citi Field. Still early enough, I guess. They haven't called it a postponement yet. Pittsburgh over Miami, 6-2 in the sixth. Reds lead the Brewers, 1-0 third. St. Louis on the Adams homer leads Washington, 1-0 fourth. Gibby and the Arizona D-backs against the Dodgers at 10-10. Colorado against San Francisco, 10-15. One interleague series. The Braves lead the Angels now 4-1 in the fourth. That is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Well, there's a legacy on the line, I suppose, because we don't know what's going to happen. The report today is that win or lose, LeBron James still will make a decision. It's not like he would automatically go back to Miami if he lost. There's a decision for him on what he's going to do on the opt-out thing by the end of this month. He has until, I think it's June 30th, he and Bosch and Wade, with their contracts to where they're situated, to opt out and do whatever they want to do. They have that in their deal. We've already heard the Carmelo Anthony stuff. You know, there's little rumblings now about what's going to happen here in the NBA in the next, by the time the draft is over on the, whatever, 26th. So, really, you're at D-Day here for the Heat. This is it. It almost seems impossible. Not impossible, you can't win in San Antonio, but the way things are going, something's happened. Something clicked, and the Spurs have just been, you know, first time, what is it, 48 straight? That was their streak. The Heat had not been, had not lost consecutive games in the postseason in 48 straight. That streak was broken.
Well, that tells you all you need to know, that this is just, the wheels are kind of coming off, Mark.
How great, by the way, a run has this been for the Spurs? They set an NBA record last night with 11 wins by 15 or more points in the postseason. That's the most ever.
I wonder about the gamblers, Mark. They all know. I'm wondering how much money they've made off the Spurs. Seriously, because they've been blowing people away.
Well, if your over-under was that Greg Oden was going to actually play a minute, you actually won that one because Oden played. That's how bad things were, how Miami was terrible. Spurs shooting 57% for the game again. The Heat get out-rebounded 44-27. You know, Patty Mills has become a thing. 14 points. Tony Parker had 19. Tim Duncan had an average game. He had 10 points, 11 boards. Kawhi Leonard had the game. 20 points, 14 boards, three blocks.
Kawhi Leonard is the one who was on LeBron.
Well, look, I saw this kid at San Diego State in the Mountain West. And all I can tell you about Kawhi Leonard is when he wants to play, he's good as it gets. He is one of these guys that has another gear, another level to his game. He can seemingly turn it on. Why he doesn't do it more often, I don't know. Maybe just conserves energy.
And Mark, don't forget, that kid played well last year in the finals, and not this well. But had he made that free throw in game six, the one he missed the free throw, and then Ray Allen hit the three with 6 seconds
to go. That's how it played out, right?
That's how it played out. If he makes that free throw, Mark, it's a one-point lead for San Antonio with 5 or 6 seconds left. And they have the ball. You make your free throws, and you know what? They would have won the championship last year.
Kawhi Leonard can be a star in this league. He's not LeBron. He's not Kobe. But he can be on that next level. I said that in college. Steve Fisher has been saying that. He's been screaming that to the heavens. Don't forget, he played for Fish. He played for, whether you like it or not, Rob, Kawhi Leonard played for Steve Fisher at San Diego State. You know, he was an Aztec.
You know, Steve Fisher, the problem I had was with the way he doled out discipline. You know, Steve Fisher was not really like a big disciplinarian, Gary. You know that?
You mean at Michigan?
At Michigan. So you know what? Like he would punish the kids and say, okay, because you did this wrong or whatever, instead of wearing gloves to school in the winter, you have to wear mittens. That's the kind of punishment he doled out.
Well, there were other things being doled out at Michigan during that time, too, as it turned out. Nice little envelopes in those nice big shoes when they were sitting in those nice big lockers at Chrysler.
It's easier to put an envelope in a mitten than it is a glove, am I right?
Hey, let me tell you how it works. Envelope, nothing on it, goes into a shoe. The envelope sticks out the top. You walk by it, you go, hey, what's that? Could be anything, I guess. Turned out to be cash. You know, they weren't very shy.
And also, I was told by Michigan players that they also put cash in their sneakers. So when they put them on and...
That's what I'm saying.
Inside.
Sometimes there were envelopes, but it was...
Sometimes it was
so blatant, Rob, I'm telling you. Here's the shoe. It would be sticking out of the shoe. Now, Fish tells you he's got no idea. You know, and P-Dubs had no idea. Ed Martin would come around. You'd see him. It's like he was invisible. He wasn't the invisible man creeping through the halls of Chrysler Arena. There he was. Everybody could see the guy. And he was there for one reason and one reason only.
248-848-1130. Plus, Mark, we do want to hear from some LeBron fans. You just started this segment talking about the legacy factor. I think people are going to wake up maybe Monday morning and now have LeBron is in a weird spot. Who is he? Where does he fit in?
And where does he go from here?
Right. Home, dinner, maybe a show. But I don't know how, Mark, you wake up Monday morning. Kobe has 5 championships and lost 2. LeBron has 3 losses and 2. Now, is he better than Kobe? Like he's and everybody, a lot of people in mind, he's past Kobe. He's going for Jordan. If he loses this, where does he really rank?
And where do we put Tim Duncan?
No, there you go. And another great point, Mark. No, he's the greatest power forward. That's all they ever mentioned for Tim Duncan. This will be 5. Count it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5. So I'm asking you, how can you make the case for LeBron James being the greatest? Or how can you make that case come Monday if they lose?
Teron, is it Teron? You're in Port Huron?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
What's going on?
We're doing great. How are you?
All right, yeah. I want to talk about LeBron's legacy, man. I will put him right up there, but he's no Jordan or no Kobe or nothing like that.
All right, but look, that's – okay, let me ask you this. Going into this finals – had he won and they won 3 in a row, would that have changed your mind, or did you always think he was not better than Jordan? I'm curious.
No, I never thought he was better than Jordan. Come on, man.
Okay, well, but a lot of people, you know that. A lot of, especially, how old are you? I'm just curious.
23. Yes.
Mark, now this is shocking to me. Most of the younger guys are all about LeBron.
Yeah, but I don't like what he did to us in 07, man. Just playing the
show. Well, he's got a personal vendetta.
Okay, then that's different. I got you.
He affected his team.
Right.
Right.
I understand that.
Yeah, so, I mean, LeBron, I give him the respect. He's a good player and all, but he's going to be one of the greatest of all time, but he's nowhere near Kobe or Jordan at all, period.
And you know what? And we appreciate that. Thanks for calling Port Huron. Thanks.
No problem.
Yep. And Mark,
let me tell you something about what Teron
just said. I love that you brought up the Tim Duncan thing, because where does he fit in with 5? Mark, how many times did they lose?
None. He's never lived.
No, they lost last year.
One.
So he's been to 6 finals and lost once?
One.
Right? Well, I don't know any other time that they lost.
No, because I think Pop's record, he has some stupid record. Like, how could he be? He's 14-1 for some reason, and that one is the loss last year. Maybe it's in series.
Right.
Is it 14-1 when he's like up 2-1 or something like that? Were they up 2-1 last year? Remind me.
Yeah, they were up 2-1.
Okay.
Yeah.
14-1 in all series played, whether it's first round, second round, whatever. And that was the first loss, I guess.
He was up two to one
and lost a series.
That's right, because they did lose. They were up 2-1.
Like 14-1, dude. That's not even incredible. That's just stupid. That's silliness. You know, teams are trying to eke out an 8th spot in the postseason, and this team just keeps grinding it out and has for the last 16 years. It's amazing stuff. And you can use the D word or not use the D word. I don't care. With the San Antonio Spurs, it's really about the E word, which is really a symbol of excellence that they've created in some fashion, somehow, some way. And it keeps it going. Ever since the Admiral was here, David Robinson has been retired forever. And we have a guy who played with the Admiral. still playing in 2014. Don't you find that amazing? I don't care what you think about longevity in this world. When you're playing at a high level like Duncan still is, and to think that in 2014, this guy played with the Admiral. That was his nickname. David Robinson, who played at Navy, when Navy was significant in hoops. Who remembers the Navy blowout of Michigan when Robinson scored how many, Rob? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
50 in a college basketball game.
50?
Fitted points. Not fit a cent, because he would have thrown the ball away all the time. Been like Fitty throwing. You know who was a teammate to Rob Parker of David Robinson at Navy, don't you?
Who's that?
Your guy Brian Gregory from Michigan State, who's now the head basketball coach at Georgia Tech University. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
He was the point guard to David Robinson's stud center position. That's right, Brian Gregory, who was a Tom Izzo assistant now at GT, at Georgia Tech University down there in Atlanta, Georgia. 248-848-1130. We'll update you on the Tigers coming up. Also, the hockey, second period underway with the Kings up. I just want to say before we hit this and do that and do this, didn't even mention it yet tonight, to all the people that are out there, Freedom Hill tonight on a cool, chilly night. You know who's there tonight, Ron? Diana Ross.
Is that right?
Diana Ross is here in town tonight doing her thing at Freedom Hill, opening up Freedom Hill tonight.
What's her? That's her I'm coming out party.
That's it. She does this number all the time. Now she just throws
it. How old is Diana Ross now? Can she get a free donut at with her card? She gets two donuts.
You think Diana Ross wasn't over 50
No,
yet?
I'm just kidding.
Seriously? Is she over 70?
She might be.
I got to look. How old is Diana? Hey, Matt, can you do it quick? Can you look up Diana Ross? We don't have many people. He said, hold on. Now I am curious. How old is she? You put it out there, dude. Hold on. I'm going to check real fast. Diana Ross, who is at... What, Gary? Oh, Gary's looking up faster than I can? Oh, he's got a call. Diana Ross is at Freedom Hill tonight. Oh, we'll just have to do it next. 248-848-1130, Sports Night with Parker and the Man. I'm finding.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
What a pair of loons!
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Still 1-0. Twins over the Tigers in the bottom of the eighth inning. Austin Jackson batting. AJ.
This team doesn't make any sense, does it?
70 years old, we figured out. Just turned 70, and we did a little. I just tweeted. We just gave a shout out at 1130 WDFN to the legend that is Diana Ross at Freedom Hill MI tonight. Awesome for seven. Hashtag awesome. Hashtag Motown for 70 years old. Turned it on March 26th. Diana Ross, born in 1944, turned 70 years old. She does not look 70 from the pictures I saw and the stuff that I was trolling around YouTube looking at her because she was coming here. Think she's been here a few times, Rob? Think she's ever been to Detroit before?
Just a couple.
Diana Ross. What confuses you now about the horrible Tigers?
I don't know.
They're terrible. They're just awful. Max Scherzer sucks. I'd trade them all. First place, though. Not by much, though. What was it tonight? 2.5. Last place is right now 4 games back.
Right. Kansas City.
Minnesota?
Kansas City is right there, too. And Minnesota, if they win tonight, it'll be 3. Right. And Kansas City could pull within, what, 1.5?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Because they're playing the White Sox, so only one can win that game.
Right.
And Cleveland's trailing Boston.
All right, 248-848-1130 is the number. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man on a Facebook Friday. And to all you fathers out there for Sunday.
Father's Day, Sunday. Yes, Flag Day tomorrow. Go celebrate Flag Day, too. Just go get a flag and have a drink. And a donut.
And a donut.
Have a drink and a donut for Flag Day. Here he is. There's your buddy. What's up, Greg?
What up, buddy? You all right?
Doing great. Yeah.
Rob, your hatred of LeBron James is killing me.
It's not hatred. I don't hate the guy.
Why? You do. You and Skip are terrible. I think he's only won twice. There's a lot of guys that haven't won any.
No, but my point is you can't be the greatest, though. Nobody says Charles Barkley's the greatest ever.
Well, Bill Russell's the greatest. He's got 11.
Okay, and who did he play against? How many teams and how many white guys were in the league?
He played,
hey, Greg, can I explain? Hold on.
The NBA.
I think you know this, but I'm going to tell it to you anyhow, okay? You're a smart guy. When we do these topics that have to do with, like, we're not going to talk about whether or not Chandler Parsons is amongst the best players of the NBA, mostly. Or we're not going to talk about what Jeremy Lin's, effect on the game is going to be. We always go for the super studs because they draw the most attention to themselves. to themselves. Did you see that LeBron James just made $30 million on the sale of Beat Audio to Apple? He made $30 million. Why, Greg? Because he's a part-time guy? Because they got him involved.
Exactly. They went and said, hey, write a check and make some money.
When you say he's hating on LeBron, he's not the issue isn't whether LeBron is the worst player in the league versus what he's going to do in the finals. It's whether or not you're going to put him amongst this. He's already up there on that plateau. And all he's asking you is, does he deserve to really be hanging with 23 or not?
Yes, he does. He's ready to be mentioned in the top echelon player of all time.
Yeah, but that's not, Greg, that's not the argument. You know this. There were people out there who said if he won this one three in a row, that he should be considered with his stats and all the other stuff that he's accomplished, right, regular season and the MVPs and all this, that he should be considered as great as Michael Jordan, if not on the same plateau. That is not true, and it definitely isn't true if he doesn't win. If he's 2-3 in NBA Finals, how in the world could you compare him to a guy who went 6-0 and won all six MVPs? It's not the same.
Well, who did they play? Now you want to tell me who did they play?
Who, Russell?
No, the Bulls.
Who did they play?
The Jazz twice, Phoenix, Portland, and Seattle.
What does that do with anything?
No, because I was talking about Bill Russell and who were they playing during that era.
But that's a different argument.
And then, Mark, wait a minute.
Utah still had players.
Greg, tell me how many guys on that Celtics team, how many Hall of Famers did he play with? How many guys made it to the Hall of Fame?
It's six, isn't it?
About six.
Yeah, I mean, it's six.
About six? No wonder they won 11 championships.
I want to ask you one thing. How many championships had Boston won until Bill Russell got there?
Dude, there wasn't even an NBA until Russell got there. Seriously.
How many championships had they won?
I don't know.
They played the Syracuse Nationals, or they played the St. Louis Hawks.
None.
All right, so you're saying Bill Russell's the greatest player ever? Is he the greatest player ever? Yes or no?
He's in the conversation.
No, that's not what I asked you, Greg. Answer the question. Yes or no? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, Greg. On that note, good night. Come on, you know that.
For the night, good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Well, why can't you put Russell in the conversation? He's got 11 of them.
That's not what I said. Is he the greatest? Yes or no?
Because you can still say he's in the, but no, he's not the greatest.
He's not the greatest. But Mark, is he in the of course he's in a conversation. I'm not saying he's not in a conversation.
Who's the greatest player ever, Rob?
Michael Jordan.
Okay, so you don't hesitate, right?
You ask me, I'll go around. I'll tell you the greatest players.
You sure it's not Adrian Dantley?
Ah, positive.
Dave in Redford, you're on Sports Night with Parker and Man. Hi, Dave.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Dave?
Rob, did you know how many fouls LeBron committed last night?
No, how many?
Zero.
Yeah, he wasn't very aggressive.
How is that possible?
He's not aggressive. He's not touching anybody.
And you know what? When guys, I'm sorry.
I hate when guys have zero fouls.
You got to mix it up. You got to be aggressive. It just doesn't make any sense. Right. It just doesn't.
How about knocking over Tony Parker?
Thank you. I agree.
How about, you know, when Boris Diaw goes up for a little stupid scoop shot, you give him a little, I'm not going to say dirty, but
give him the business. Give him the business.
Something.
But you know what, Dave? Let me tell you this. Dave, this is what, Dave, how old are you? I'm just curious.
I'm 36.
Okay, Dave, this is the younger guys who I talk to all the time in the barbershop and the 20-year-olds and all that. What I tell you, Mark, what I tell you earlier, that the number one age group in this country now is what? The 22-year-olds are the most people in the United States are 22 years old.
Really?
You know that? Let me give you this real information.
Well, I've been combing the wrong places.
You ready, Dave? The top four age groups, you ready? 22, 21, 23, and 53. For the first time ever, the baby boomers do not take up any of the top three spots as far as ages. 53 is number four. But my point is that when Michael Jordan played, they used to lay wood to him. The Knicks, the Pistons, am I right? They all laid wood to him. You know why Michael Jordan became such a great jump shooter?
The Pistons, though. The Pistons were just a good basketball team.
Of course.
People act like the Pistons were the only team we tried to beat. He used to get beat up by a lot of teams. The Pistons were just good on top of that.
Yep. No, I mean, it was a different era, the same thing. Michael Jordan had to become what? A great jump shooter because he couldn't take the ball to the hole without getting bashed up.
And we have Michael Jordan moments. You have the fake dunk layup against the Lakers, the 6 3-pointers against Portland. You have moments, the game-winning shot in Utah. Are you kidding me?
What about Dave?
I'm having a really hard time hearing you.
Dave, you got a bad connection. Yeah. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate the call. 248-848-1130.
All right, we got to do this and that. We got the final sports wrap of the night, and for the week two, we'll catch you caught up on all the stuff. And then I didn't see this stuff about what the Tigers partying in Chicago till the wee hours. Did you see that?
What about it?
I just don't want to be old. Anybody see that? No, it's not a big deal. The Tigers partied. Okay, well, and they do that in Chicago a lot. I've actually seen it firsthand. They've been on Rush Street until all hours of the night. 248-848-1130 at Sports Night with Parker and a Man on AM 1130. Detroit's 1130. WDFM The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130. WDFN The Fan.
Coming up, Donald Sterling has hired Private Eyes, watching you, because Donald Sterling is a nutbag. Private Eyes.
Damn.
And this thing that how the Tigers spent their party night, it's pretty cool. Guess that Kate Upton kind of rules the roost. I guess she would, the way she looks. All right, let's do this. We'll do this. How's that again?
Yeah.
Kate Upton, man, I got the skinny. If you haven't seen it, I'll give it to you. Go. Hit me, Rob.
All right, time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in the city, go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Myers. And the Twins are trying to add an insurance run.
I'll tell you, this Joe Nathan, though, is mowing him down. This Joe Nathan is worth every penny of $10 million. He is something else. I don't know how we live without this guy. As I saw on Facebook, I don't know who wrote it, but it was a great line. It said, Joe Nathan, he's been making Tiger fans miserable since 2004. That's a great... Now, as a Tiger, he's making you miserable. 1-0, Twins. It's been that way since forever. Eduardo Escobar hit a homer off Drew Smyly like a million years ago, and it's staying holding up. It's 1-0 in the ninth with Nathan pitching, even though it's not a save situation, just to get him some darn work. And who's that? Trevor Plouffe. At the bat. Ninth inning, two outs from Minnesota. Tigers still have their bottom of the ninth at bats coming up yet. In qualifying this afternoon at MIS for Sunday's Quicken Loans 400 NASCAR race, Kevin Harvick won all three rounds of the qualifier. His fast lap of 204.6 broke the MIS track record in the Irish Hills. Harvick will be on the pole, right off US 12 there, followed by teammates Jeff Gordon and Dale Jr. Brad Keselowski from Rochester Hills. A lot of family will be out there for that race, as he always has. Danica Patrick starts 27th. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker Durant, presented by Sporty Cuts. A little more than halfway through the game now, regulation, at Staples Center, Stanley Cup Finals, Game 5. The Kings still with the 1-0 lead on the Rangers. Justin Williams' ninth goal of the postseason is holding up. Right now, L.A. is about 27 minutes away from winning their second Stanley Cup in 3 years. San Antonio is 48 minutes away for Game 5 of the NBA Finals, when they get to that point, on Sunday, to wrap up their, fifth ring in the Greg Popovich, I almost said Paul Popovich era, in the Greg Popovich era, with a win over the Heat, up 3-1. No team has ever come back from that in the NBA Finals. U.S. Open Golf, round two at Pinehurst. I don't know if anybody can come back from this, but they'll try. Martin Keimer is at 10 under par, back-to-back 65s, U.S. Open record. He is 6 shots in front of Brendan Todd heading into the weekend, with 36 holes to play. Kevin Na and Brant Snedeker at -3. Rory McIlroy and Jordan Spieth both -1. The number one player in the world, Adam Scott, shoots a 67, is only even par 10 shots back. Phil Mickelson and Sergio Garcia both make the cut. The cut line was +4. Bubba Watson, Mark Wilson, thank you. Jason Duffner, Luke Donald, amongst many, +6. Not so lucky. They will not be playing on the weekend. World Cup soccer in Brazil. Here's your 3 games today. Mexico beats Cameroon 1-0. Netherlands upsets Spain, the defending champ in the World Cup. 5-1, the Dutch win by 4 goals. And Chile beats Australia 3-1. And I was told to say, because I got a text, Alexis Sanchez with a big goal for Team Chile. so I'm mentioning that. Shout out. Other baseball in the AL this night. Toronto over Baltimore, 4-0, 8. Boston leads Cleveland at Fenway, 5-3, 7. White Sox trail the Royals, 6-2 in the fourth now. John Singleton, that guy who just signed that weird contract without ever playing a game in the majors, just hit his fourth homer for Houston. They still trail Tampa 2-1 in the fourth. National League, great night for Jake Arrieta of the Cubs. He allows just two hits to the Phillies, 9 strikeouts. They're in the ninth right now. He's out of the game. It's Cubs 2, Philadelphia nothing. San Diego, they're not playing in New York at Citi Field, 2-0 in the second. Rene Rivera, his fourth home run. Pittsburgh over Miami, 6-2 in the eighth. Cincinnati, Milwaukee, 1-1 fourth. Cardinals over Washington, 1-0 in the sixth. Two more will start after 10-10. One interleague series, Atlanta leads the Angels, 4-1 in the sixth. College World Series starts tomorrow in Omaha. First two games, UC Irvine in Texas and Louisville and Vanderbilt. Double elimination of the 8 schools in the College World Series. Only Texas has won before, 6 times in total over the years. 2005, the last one. The other 7 schools have never won the College World Series championship. That's your sports wrap presented by Sporty Cuts. Go get a haircut, ya freakos. How you doing?
I'm doing good. 248-848-1130 is the number.
Let me just read this thing, just to see if you have interest.
Is this the Donald Sterling thing?
Not yet. I want to just get the Tiger thing out of the way. It doesn't matter, I guess. But, you know, when you're not playing well, sometimes this comes up, this stuff.
About them going out and having drinks. Come on now. Really?
Verlander.
Were they drunk during the game? If they're drunk during the game, tell me about it. If you're telling me after the game that 20-year-olds or people in their 20s went out and had adult beverages and had a good time, it's ridiculous.
Are what we thought they were.
Exactly.
Okay. Donald Sterling.
Mark, am I right or wrong with that? Are you? Just because somebody saw them out? I used to go out
after hours clubs. That's after 2 a.m.?
Okay, and what time is the game, Mark? They have to be at the ballpark at 4, right?
Shoot the messenger.
I'm asking you, do you really think that it's a big deal? Before you get there, I'm just asking.
I think it's interesting.
All right, well, go ahead and read it then.
No, that's all right.
Why? You think it's interesting? I'm just...
You shot it down. You don't think it's anything. You said that they're adult people having an adult beverage with an adult woman.
What did you do when you were on the road? What did you do on the road when you were in your 20s and you had a pocket full of money?
If I had a job like that, I don't know that I'd stay out that late. But on a school night, as it were, be honest. Maybe if I had a day off the next day or the weekend. They got a ball game. I know it's late.
Base is loaded now. What is this?
What do you do? Just hit him?
Yeah, Nunez.
Donald Sterling has hired private detectives.
Inspector Gadget?
4 firms. He's hired 4. To dig up dirt on the NBA. His goal is to find the hypocrisy. He wants to prove it now. With the quote, "The gloves are off." What he's doing here is the bob and weave. The private detective firms are supposed to check league's finances, any instance of discrimination, and compensation to both Stern and Silver. Also being investigated are the other owners in the NBA. So that's 29 owners and past owners. Well, good luck with Bill Davidson. I don't know if you're going to get him to talk about much. And look out, Tom Gores, because Donald Sterling is coming at you. The gloves are off. In your dealings with the NBA, would you have any knowledge of anything when it comes to the hypocrisy of what he's talking about? That the league, is there any example? Now, we've used this in the past. We were very critical of David Stern when he got into the cornrow situation and the way people were dressing,
right,
and how they were coming to games or leaving games. There were NBA players who were wearing, you know, some of the loose-fitting jeans with the big sneaks and all that stuff. And there was this thing for a while that cornrows weren't very accepted. Then he finally had to beg off when he finally realized he was getting in some very dangerous territory.
Right, because you know what? The bad part was he was making basically – like it was bad to have an urban style, Mark, of wear. All of a sudden, and it was the only league that did it. No other league told you what to wear when you were, you know, coming in and leaving. It just didn't even make any sense.
Well, he wants to find this out again. He wants now to this become public deal. We already dealt with this issue.
I'm walking around.
Dude, what amazes? Already down 1-0. What amazes you by this? But more, Joe Nathan stinks.
1-0, Mark, is still winnable if this guy could come in and get an inning.
He can't pitch anymore.
Why?
Because he's terrible.
He'll get out of it.
Who, Nathan?
Yeah.
Even if he does, every time he's out there, he's loading bases.
Yeah.
Every time he, you know what it is with Joe Nathan now? He's got to get lucky to get out of these innings. 1-2-3. Hello? Remember Max Scherzer last night? Let's see if we can copycat that. 1-2-3. He's the closer for $10 million. I could ask that every so often. This guy just puts people on, and now it's got to get lucky, hoping, oh, beyond all hope, that these crappy Minnesota Twins hitters will just pop one up or something.
What team is just 4 games out and has as many wins as you have?
Well, but that's the general theme. Hey, we're at last call time, 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker DeMann. Tigers try to hang on so they can get to that ninth inning and maybe sneak out 2 runs. Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint, the worst is yet to come.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
This Joe Nathan is just maddening. I can't take it.
He's going to strike out.
Whatever. This is like the 10th pitch. The same guy was up, I think, when we went to the break.
He walked him. Walked in a run.
See, I told you I can't take him.
Gary, did you see that?
Hey, when you're going about your travels this weekend, don't forget, make sure your car's up to snuff. Take your car, truck, or van to the pros. It could be this weekend or whenever you need the work.
That's a hell of an at-bat right there.
It was, and he knew what he was going.
Look at this. Are they taking him out? Oh, wow.
By the way, Phil Koch's name did come up in this story, but I won't read it.
Phil Koch, he's getting taken out.
Well, you know, it's okay. Phil Koch should come in. He's been partying since 5 in the morning. The pros at Expert Car Care. Rob Parker, you know, you were just there last week.
That's right, Mark. You know what? Expert Car Care got some new brakes, Mark. They also offer inspections, free inspections indeed. Guarantee the lowest prices in town. And best of all, they'll get you back on the road safe and sound, oftentimes the same day. That's what happened when I got my new brakes.
Expert, that's Expert Car Care. They service everything. You know what I'm talking about. You hear me say it all the time. Something as simple as a wiper blade or something as major as replacing an engine or transmission. And if you mention this here program, these two dudes, you'll be glad you did.
That's right. Mention Parker the Man and you'll receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment, Mark, if needed.
$100 no holler in savings just for saying Parker the Man. It's Expert Car Care, 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile between Mount and Van Dyke. Expert, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Go get Expert Car Care.
All right, that's going to do it for us. We're just about finished. We won't see the Tigers in the bottom of the ninth. You'll have to do your own work on that. But, Brad Ausmus, who already said he was ticked off, is pulling Nathan, and he's going to put Phil Koch in. As long as Phil Koch's not too partied out, you can maybe come in and finish it up. Good for you, Phil.
Was he having beer?
Grey Goose cocktails.
What was Koch doing?
Grey Goose cocktails and house music with the DJ Tony Arzadon. It was a really fun night, said Kate Upton. I love this story. I love stories like that.
You are into that gossipy stuff.
When it concerns Justin Verlander and Phil Koch, yeah.
Mark, they're grown men. They can't go out after work.
I said, I already dumped it. I'm just saying, don't shoot the messenger. I didn't make it up. I'm just reading it. I happen to be looking at the thing. It kind of came out of nowhere.
You know me. I'm
you're an old man.
No, you're the old man in this thing. I'm the one being the young gun.
It's
saying
that underground.
It's all right.
Backstreet Boys members were there. Nickelback lead singer Chad Kroeger was there.
Mark loves to hang with the what you call us.
What? Come on, Cam. I can't hear you, Gary. I don't know what this means.
I want to hear the story before the end of the show.
He says who was partying.
Say it. Go ahead. Do the story quick.
Nick Carter and some other dude from the Backstreet Boys. I told you, Chad Kroeger from Nickelback. Phil Koch, Justin Verlander.
I'm about to fall out of my chair.
Kate Upton. They were well past at least 3 in the morning. But let me say this. Back in 84, the Tigers used to go to Mother's. Gibby and Jack and Dan Petrie, those guys used to go to Mother's on Rush Street in Chicago whenever they were in town in Chicago.
What about Father's on Father's Day?
Marty Castillo used to hit on everything that moved there. So I hope he's listening.
Even the fish would stop swimming.
Saw that firsthand. And that was till the wee hours, 5, 6 in the morning.
Here we go. Here comes the good part.
that I told you all through thick and thin, on up until the end. Parker's been your friend.
I've been your friend.
Hey,
to all fathers out there, happy Father's Day. On Sunday, Mark, let's thank, of
happy
course.
Happy Flag Day tomorrow.
Gary, Matt, Andy, and we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them, guys. Enjoy.
We got our email. You can hit us up at parkerandtheman@yahoo.com. Check us on Twitter, Facebook, you know all the deal. And then we'll be back on Monday doing our thing. He's Rob Parker.
He is the man, Mark Wilson. We'll see you Monday night at 7.
And go out and look at the supermoon tonight. You won't see it again until 2049 on Friday the 13th. Isn't that exciting? That's interesting. You got your Fox Sports Radio with Jason Smith. And then tomorrow you got your Bob Bowers Outdoor World. Sunday you got Gridiron and Chef over at Chelly's Chili. We already said you were up, Parker. Just go see
him. Hey, Mark?
Yes.
NBC, you later.
Go see Chef Rob and Theo on Sunday. Hey, Kate Bock. Not Upton. Kate Bock. Look her up. I'm telling you. B-O-C-K. Call me.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and/or Clear Channel Radio.